when they grow up, what are they called? When grown.
You mean when they're grown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's a female, it's a sow. And if it's a male, it's a boar hog. B-O-A-R.
All right, how big must a pig get before he's called a shoat?
Oh, about 5 months old, about between your ankle and your knee. I'd say about, they grow along for a number. They start about when they get about 10 inches high, I guess, a little more, up to when they get knee high to you.
What is their special name for a female that's unbred in a hog?
She'd still be just a female hog. She not old enough to breed.
One of those hogs have on their backs that are sort of stiff hairs on the backs of them.
Well, they just have bristles. So when they get mad, their bristles stand up, see.
Oh. And those big teeth that a hog has.
Tusk, T-U-S-K.
And what about the thing that an elephant has?
It's tusk, the same thing, but of course they're not.
You call them the same thing.
Same thing, but they're not the shape, same size and shape.
Okay. What did you put food in for a hog would be called?
A trough.
If you had three or four of them, then you'd say...
Still, they just have... They troughs about, well, about so deep, and they made into a V. They're sitting like this. They're made into a V, and they're from 4 to 6 feet long.
If you got three of them, what do you call them?
Just troughs.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Just wild hog, and they're very vicious. And they hunt them when they're in the territory. There used to be lots of wild hogs here.
They get on horses
and hunt them. And the horses have been known to fight, because they're going to fight the horses. And they take their tusk, if they are great big hogs, and even cut in and slash the horses' legs. They get too close to them if they don't shoot them right there.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with him?
Castrate him.
Would you use the same term for the horse and the calf for the tomcat?
Yes.
You've already said that a while ago. Normally by calf, when he's been weaned, you say the calf began to...
Bawl. B-A-W-L, I believe is right.
Okay, the general noise made by a cow during feeding time. You'd say the cow began
moves.
No, wouldn't it? By feeding them, the cow began to what?
Well, it can either low, L-O-W, low.
Is that what you used to say? Or
yeah.
Okay.
They just move when you they see the feed.
Okay. Then this is the horses at feeding time. The gentle noise that a horse makes, you'd say the horse began to
neigh, N-E-I-G-H.
All right, now you've got some horses, mules, and cows, so forth, and now when they are getting hungry, you would have to go out and...
Feed them.
Feed who?
Feed the horses, feed the cows.
What would you call them all together?
Stock, feed the stock.
You'd go out and feed the stock. Then if you're going to feed all the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, and, do you have one name for all of them?
Fowls.
And you say you're going to have to feed the...
Feed the fowls.
Feed the fowls. Okay. A setting hen. We're going to... Let's see. Oh, no. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what?
A setting hen.
Is that what you call?
Uh-huh.